Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hello, welcome back into the podcast that we like to call From the Podium, where you hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm host and audio producer of the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, Steven Serta. On Friday, final practice ahead of Sunday's AFC Championship game between the Chiefs and the Bengals. We heard from Chiefs head coach Andy Reid, defensive lineman Chris Jones, defensive end Frank Clark, center Creed Humphrey, and tackle Orlando Brown. We'll go in that order, starting with Andy Reid, followed by Chris Jones, then Frank Clark. After that, we'll take a quick timeout. When we get back, we'll wrap things up with Creed Humphrey and Orlando Brown. Here's head coach Andy Reid.
Everybody else went through practice, did a nice job with it. Really all week. We look forward to the challenge of playing Cincinnati. You know they're, again, a good football team, and look forward to bringing them here to Arrowhead. With that, time's yours.
Coach, yesterday you said Mahomes was on track to play Sunday. Now that you got 3 days in of work, what's your comfort level that he will be a full go?
Yeah, no, he looks good. Yeah. Yes.
What's your comfort level with his mobility after 3 days?
Yeah, he looks good. I mean, he's moving around good. Yeah, I think he'd go out and play.
Yeah. Coach, you're sitting on 52 players on the active roster. Jody Fortz is still a candidate to be called up before the game?
Potentially, yeah, he is. We're just going to see how everything goes here. have numbers there. So.
Yeah, you don't have an answer probably on whether McCole can play or not, but how is he? Progressed this week?
Yeah, no, he's worked his tail off. I think he's feeling better than what he was definitely last week. Yeah. So we'll see how he does. I mean, he's practicing. Yeah.
Because it was earlier in the year, but after the Indy game, you mentioned how you challenged the offensive line a little bit more. Is that something that you do this week going into this game where you got it?
I feel like they're focused, you know. They understand what where we're at and what's going on. So yeah. All right. Nice meeting with you guys for 3 days.
Hello, man. How are you doing? I'm good. Ready to go play in Jihad Stadium. I mean, no, I'm just joking.
Incredible. Chris, what are the vibes like in practice this week?
I mean, good energy. Everybody's dialed in to focus. We know what's ahead of us. We know the challenge in front of us, and we're prepared.
We talked a long time about how disappointing last year was, and it's rare to get the same exact opportunity against the same team. How much are you guys relishing that opportunity to sort of make up for that?
Listen, God is good, man. It's like a full 360, right? Same thing, same circumstances under Burrowhead Stadium, so feeling good about it.
Did you just say Burrowhead Stadium?
Yeah, Burrowhead Stadium, right? Yeah.
Hey, Chris, it seems like you guys have been pretty conscious of not, let's say, doing trash talk during the week back at them. How does that stuff, though, play into what your own mentality is as you deal with what you're hearing from them?
I can't control anyone else. I think this program is run like that. It's been run like that for years. We don't do a lot of talking. We just go out and play the game respectfully.
Chris, is there something you can kind of put your finger on why they've gotten the best of you in these close games the last 3 weeks?
I think it's the team who, defense who costs the most turnovers and the offense who makes the least amount of mistakes. Their teams tend to prevail. So, we got a huge challenge ahead of us. But a great team, great offense, heck of a quarterback. And we know what's ahead of us. We know what we have to do in order to, overcome these obstacles, and we just gotta put the ball down.
Chris, Joe Burrow talked about how difficult it is to get away from someone like you and the way that you attack and rush. What makes him so difficult as a quarterback?
I haven't touched him yet in the playoffs, but I appreciate the kind words. He's tough to bring down. He's quicker than he's perceived, agile, slithery at times. And hopefully we're able to get our hands around him and, you know, get him down a couple of times. But he's definitely a challenge to bring down.
You played this team. This will be four times in 13 months. The stakes have been high almost every time you play. Does this feel like the start of a rivalry between these two teams? You guys might be seeing each other several times here.
Start of a rivalry. Yeah, you can say that. It's been huge games that we have to play them in. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to win not one of them. So, you know, for our end, it's a rivalry is when you go back and forth for winning and losing, winning and losing. We haven't beaten them yet, so I don't think we can call it a rivalry yet, or that's kind of far-fetched.
Chris, you're used to it every week, but you get extra attention. I mean, I think we know that. When you're doubled so often, I know that can be disheartening. How do you keep yourself mentally in it throughout the course of the game?
Me double means the other guys around me are able to get single blocks, and I'm able to open up the game for a lot of individuals on the line. So, you know, when you take the me out of it and the selfish aspect out of it, you're a friend of your teammates, and it's not meant for you to make all the sacks all the time as much as I would love to, or make all the plays all the time. Sometimes it's about you friend up other players so, you know, they can excel.
Chris,
Being down starters, they did really, really well against Buffalo. Buffalo has a really, really good defensive line to me. Ed Oliver, Jordan Phillips. They don't have their main guy, Von Miller, but they have a lot of quality guys on their defensive line. And, you know, being down three offensive linemen and going in, and I don't think he gave up over two sacks. I mean, that's tremendous. That's a remarkable job to those guys. All off to those guys, man. They're blocking their tails off.
Chris, is your buddy Frank Clark playing better football now than you've seen him since he's been to Kansas City?
I wouldn't say that. I think he's speaking at the right time. You know, Coach Reed talks about it throughout the year, making sure we peak throughout the season, towards the end of the season and going to the playoff. You're playing your best football. And I think that's the way the trend goes when you want to, you know, get to this level and when you're playing these games in January and February. And Frank has been playing out of his mind, run game, pass game, and he's doing what he's been doing for years in this, in the playoffs. You know, his name in the playoffs speaks for itself. His amount of sacks, I think he tied with Reggie White for fourth. And, I mean, that's tremendous right there. So we got to keep Frank going, keep him bringing him down, and continue.
Last one,
Chris, what do you do now? I mean, you got all the practice in. You got to almost 2 days to wait for this. What's tomorrow look like for you?
Rest, watch a little more film, see what else I can pick up, and eliminate all distractions. Take care. See y'all at Burrowhead Stadium.
Frank, what's the excitement level back in the AFC Championship game again, playing the same team you played? Does it get old yet, being in all these title games?
I don't think it never get old. You know, you got to enjoy the process. You know, my last 4 years here, you know, I was talking to some of the younger guys, some of the, you know, newer guys, guys that haven't been around with us for, you know, this journey, and just letting them know the importance of just enjoying the journey, enjoying the, you know, the road you're on with your guys. You know, this it's always a new team. Every year it's a new team. It's a new group of guys. Even through the season, you know, guys get sent away, guys come and go. But it's just enjoying these group of guys, enjoying this journey that we've been on because, you know, we've been fortunate. A lot of us have been fortunate. We've seen the AFC Championship now, what, four times. In the last, five straight, actually. Sorry, I don't want to shorthand this. But, you know, I've seen it four times straight now. And it's a very fortunate, it's a very humbling experience. So you got to take advantage of it. I feel like we've taken advantage of it multiple times in the earlier years. But, you know, as of recently, we haven't. But, you know, it's time for a change. And just, you know, just getting back to it. We got to just get back in the rhythm and get back in the groove of things.
Frank, go ahead.
What is it about Joe Burrow that makes him
I think just number one, I feel like pocket quarterback. I feel like he's the best in the game. You got that Peyton Manning in him. You know, no matter how many times he gets hit, no matter how many times he gets knocked down, he's getting back up. He's controlling, bringing and pulling his offense back together and making the adjustments and making the right plays. He knows how to read safeties and he knows how to read the defense. And when you're an immature defense or when you're, you know, a defense that, you know, you can't really disguise the coverage as a disguise thing. He's going to pick you apart every time. And I feel like in the past and, you know, last three games, those are things that he's been able to do is just expose, you know, those different aspects.
Right. Chris was just in here and called jokingly Arrowhead Burrowhead. So you guys have heard some of this stuff. How motivating can some of that trash talking be when it's this far ahead of the game?
You know, it's going to motivate those who are listening, those who are watching, you know, I guess. But, I mean, when you're not one of those guys who are paying attention to those things, I don't think it's going to motivate you at all. I mean, at the end of the day, trash talk is trash talk. You know, you're gonna hear it. People going to say the things they're going to say. But, I mean, at the end of the day, they got the right to call it whatever they want. I mean, at the end of the day, when you have the win, you have the, you know, the last laugh. They have the last laugh right now. So all we can do is look forward to the matchup that we got this Sunday. You know, go out there and, you know, get our laugh back. But at the end of the day, they got the last laugh. You know, they've won the last three games. They've held us from going to the Super Bowl last year. And then in the regular season this year, they've defeated us. So it's been a lot of close games. I believe we lost about 3 points for all the three of those games. So it's games that's coming down to the wire. But obviously, they're able to finish them. And defensively, you know, we've let the games out of our hands. So we just got to collectively, as an offense and defense, finally bring it together and win the game. Yeah, it's just being smart with the choices, you know, through the week that I have to make. I'm kind of unique in that aspect, you know, with things I got to eat and just how I got to prepare myself in that way. And, you know, I can tell you that being in Kansas City compared to, you know, Cincinnati preparing for a game, I think I'm kind of more in favor of being here. I got my house here. I got my doctors here. I got everything I need here to be successful, you know. And I was in Cincy last time. You know, it's simple things that every normal human being does, like forget their pills. You know what I mean? I can forget my pills and wake up on game day and I'm looking for them and I can't find them. And then it's like, oh, boom, stomach, you know. But that don't happen when I'm at home. You know what I mean? It's the little things that when you're at home, you know, that doesn't happen. That kind of, you know, that gives you the, quote, advantage that I'm able to do. So.
Right. Kind of along those lines, you were saying you're feeling better. You made a lot of off-season changes in your health and I know different personal changes that you made. Now going into this AFC Championship, do you just overall feel better as a being?
I say so, yes. Of course, like everybody else, you know, in our position right now, it's only four teams left. But, I mean, the teams that I have, you know, I'm hurting. I'm sore as hell. But I think, like I said, I got another, you know, group of guys in the locker room. I'm sure I feel the same way I feel. But health-wise, I'm thankful for what I do have. I'm healthy enough to compete at the highest level, I feel like, to give my shot. Give myself a chance to play the best, you know, football game I can play this weekend. I can tell you that. That's one thing I can guarantee. I can guarantee that, you know, practice this week up until this point has been pretty good. And, things just feel the right way. So at the end of the day, usually when things feel the right way for me, good stuff happens.
Frank, yeah. Really moving up the postseason sack charts career-wise in the NFL, and it seems that you're able to peak late this season in the playoffs in particular. What's been kind of the common denominator in that? Why do you think you're able to do that in the playoffs? And, just your way to that, I guess.
Yeah, I got asked that question before, I think. And I think I always say I can't really talk. I can't speak on it yet because it's kind of still I'm playing still. And it's like it'll give my opponent and it'll give other people a chance to study me, I guess, in a different way. So the things that I see and the things that I'm able to study in the playoffs and, you know, in comparison to the season, it's two different things, the way I study the game. So, like I said, I'll be able to answer that in the future probably.
Without getting into the, you know, specifics of strategy, is there some emotional peak you feel like you're able to achieve in the postseason as part of it?
I guess emotionally, I guess no. I wouldn't call it emotional. I just think it just all comes together at that point. I kind of get a little bit more freedom in the postseason. You know, it's win or go home. So, I mean, when you got that mindset as a player, then when you have that mindset as a coach, you know, and then in relation, you know, understanding your player, you know, I think that's where it comes from. You know, it's kind of like when you get to the postseason, I get that nod from Coach Reed, and it's like, yeah, go ahead, do your thing. And, you know, kind of during the season, you got to understand it's kind of trying to win the game to get to that point. You're trying to, you know, you got to do everything right, you know, to get to that point. You know, when you get to the playoffs, you know, you got those dogs, you got certain people where you can say, you know, give them the green light. You know, it's a reason why they brought me here, you know. But, you know, I allow y'all to do the writing.
Thank you.
Brandon, right. you've taken George under your wing this year. How do you feel he's prepared? How prepared is he for a moment like this?
He's well prepared.
Frank, as the vet, have you caught on some of the young guys or somebody to step up? Because I would say, you know, all y'all step up is the D-line, but is there someone in particular that you kind of humped on that you really need to this game?
I always say, you know, like Carlos said, yeah, we need everybody. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we need everybody. But, you know, I want just my interior. You know, I love my interior guys. And, you know, my back end, my corners, you know what I mean? Them are young guys. So, you know, as a defensive unit, our front seven, we're kind of the more, you know, we're the veterans. You know, you got the linebackers in the defensive line. We're the veterans. When you got this young back end, two corners who – our rookies for the most part, 2-3 and 3-5, and you got Snead leading them, you know, in year four. You got to look at the numbers, you know what I mean? It's all says young. But why not? You know, I feel like Snead is one of the best in the game at what he does, if not the best at what he does. He just doesn't get all the praise and all the glory that a lot of these other guys get. I feel like 2-3 and 3-5, I feel you watch 3-5 make one of the best plays a corner that's probably made all year in a one-hand interception. In the game, you know, in the playoff game, a serious game, a big-time game that sends you to the AFC Championship. So, you know, these guys have made these type of plays all year. And as an older guy, as a year eight guy, you know, as a guy who, you know, always want to see the next young guy, you know, make that leap, I'm proud of these young guys. You know, I'm proud of how they've come and stepped into the in the light and do their thing, you know what I mean?
Anyone else? Last one. Thanks, everyone.
I appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Yeah, for sure. You know, being in the playoffs, you know, these games are won and lost, you know, in the trenches. So, you know, whoever's going to be playing the best, you know, as far as line of scrimmage goes, that's who's going to win the game. So we know we have a, you know, difficult job coming up. It's a talented front seven that they have, and it's going to be a battle. So it's going to be a fun game.
What have you seen from Patrick throughout the week? Take us back to Sunday when he was hurt, and then he came back in, and then what have you seen from him throughout the week? Is this his progression?
Yeah, you know, him coming back in just kind of, you know, shows his toughness. You know, we all knew he was tough. We knew he, you know, he's competitive and all that. So seeing him come in, finish the game, that was, you know, really cool to see. You know, we know he's a tough guy and we knew he could do it. And, you know, I feel like he's progressing well right now. You know, he's doing some stuff in practice. He's starting to, you know, feel, you know, how he should feel, you know, coming up game time, you know. So I think he's excited to be able to get out there and compete, and that's, you know, that's how he is. You know, he's a competitor, so it's going to be exciting to see him play.
Do you think they pushed you guys a few more times than the Bengals in the last matchup? One, what did you feel like you guys learned in that, and are there things that they're doing now that are even slightly different from the
last
package that they showed you in the last
game? Yeah, you know, they game plan really well. Credit to their defensive coordinator. He's a great DC, and they got great players to go along with that. So they do a really good job. You know, they bring a lot of different looks at you. They throw a different, bunch of different looks at you, things like that. So, you know, we're just going to go in there, be prepared, ready to play concept football, and trust what we're seeing, trust how we play and play with awareness.
Green, I know you want success as an offense, but is there a strong desire to run the ball a lot when you get to the playoffs and get to these bowl games like this?
Yeah, you know, I think every offensive lineman would tell you, you know, we want to be able to run the ball effectively. So, yeah, definitely. You know, that's kind of a big thing for offensive linemen. You know, we want to be able to win the battle up front, be able to run the ball effectively, be able to keep Pat clean, things like that. So, you know, definitely going in there, that's definitely something we want to do, is be able to run the ball well this week.
Have y'all seen something that's seen what it's going to take to kind of dominate the trenches?
Yeah, just playing smart, sound, assignment football, you know, playing with extreme effort and, you know, playing with awareness too. So we know they have a very talented front seven. You know, so it's going to be a good challenge for us. We're excited about it, though.
How much fun are these playoff games? How much fun is it to be able to play in the playoffs?
It's awesome. You know, it's a dream of mine since I was a kid, being able to come in here and play big games. So, you know, I don't take it for granted for sure. You know, I'm having fun with it. Had fun with it last year too. So just coming in here, having fun with it, and, you know, just playing how you know you can play. That's kind of the main thing you have to do. So it's been fun so far, though.
You said fun. I saw Orlando's TikTok of you. Did you figure out where the crib in your closet was?
Yeah, I didn't even know what it meant, I guess. But, yeah, it was a song, apparently, from around 2014. So I guess I was listening to that song and tweeted that out.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Obviously, Pat's dealing with the injury. How much do you feel like the offensive line is embraced and understands, like, not that it's not the case every week, but we got to make sure he's clean this week?
Yeah, big time, man. But, you know, I think that's really the standard heading into any time of year in this year, man. Just with the circumstances being so high, obviously the margin of error is so small and slim. So, man, it's the understanding that, you know, besides him being hurt, you know, it is the AFC Championship.
Lander, what do you take away from the games that have been so close against these guys and why they've been able to kind of get the better of y'all?
Yeah, man, I think they've just done a really good job, man, playing with effort, executing their plan better than we had in the previous games. And yeah, man, it just kind of comes down to that. You know, in these really big games in the regular season or playoffs against these guys and really any good team, you know, similar to Buffalo, I would say, for us in the regular season. You know, like I said, I mean, the margin of error is just so slim, you know, because these quarterbacks are so good at what they do. Their plan is really good. And, you know, it's just – it's all about executing. And I just feel like they've out-executed us in the past.
Specifically Hendrickson, what does he do well that maybe you have to prepare for a little bit more?
Yeah, man, he does a lot of things well. Obviously, rushing the passer, I think, is you know – one of the best things that he does. And, you know, he has a really good job setting up his moves. It's a chess match out there with him for 60 minutes. And, you know, he's really good at, you know, taking the edge with power and doing things like that. So I have my hands full as usual.
Have you thought about what the victory would mean for everybody in the locker room given the circumstances that you guys are having to play in?
Yeah, man. I mean, I think it's really important, you know, because, man, it's week to week in the postseason. And, you know, like I said, man, it's just the AFC Championship. You know, we know what's at stake. We win this game. And, you know, we've been here before as a team. So I think it'll be a real gratifying one.
There are those weeks of the season when, you know, Andy and Andy Heck, too, you know, really challenge you guys. Has this been one of those weeks when they've challenged you?
Yeah, big time, man. You know, I would say it's always a challenge, you know, with Coach Heck, just the expectation in the room. And, man, we're truly chasing perfection, which is the reason we have two All-Pros in there. And, you know, he does a really good job making sure every single week, no matter who the opponent is, man, he sets the standard high and he approaches the week like that and holds us accountable. And we do the same amongst each other.
Orlando, there's been, you know, lots of criticism of your play, contract, all that stuff. What's been the key to you keeping a consistent mindset?
Yeah, man, you know, just understanding that, you know, for me right now, man, the current goal is winning the Super Bowl. And that's really just been my focus. And, you know, as far as all those other things, man, that'll be taken care of by my agent and however things are worked out on the business side. So I've just been trying to focus on that goal, man. And to me, that's what's most important right now.
Thanks,
everyone. Thank you.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure, it's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.